This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 83.
В эфире 83-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь сравнивать разные объекты. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Activity.
Деятельность, действие, мероприятие.
The city is full of activity.
В городе все время что-то происходит.
Beach.
Пляж.
Breakfast.
Завтрак.
Briefcase.
Портфель.
Cookie.
Печенье.
Fault.
Вина, провинность.
Government.
Правительство.
Nightlife.
Ночная жизнь.
Restaurant.
Ресторан.
Historical.
Исторический.
Site.
Место, местонахождение.
Historical site.
Историческая достопримечательность.
Disagree.
Расходиться во мнениях, не соглашаться.
Exciting.
Захватывающий, увлекательный.
Greasy.
Жирный.
Hilly.
Холмистый.
Hot.
Острый, пряный, наперченный.
Lively.
Оживленный, живой, полный жизни, веселый.
Modern.
Современный.
Sure.
Уверен, уверена.
Besides.
Кроме, помимо. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер беседует со своими коллегами по работе. Они сравнивают города Соединенных Штатов.
Good morning, everybody. Am I the last one?
Yes. Where have you been?
I was taking the children to school, of course.
Is your wife on another trip?
Yes, she's singing in Miami this week.
Would you like some coffee?
I don't think so. I'll have some cookies, though.
This is nice. We haven't done this for a long time.
Right.
It's Martin's fault. He's always traveling somewhere.
Where are you going next, Martin?
I'm not sure. I'm not traveling anywhere this month.
I'm going to meet my wife in Miami. Has anyone been to Miami?
I have.
Of course. He's been everywhere.
How does it compare with St. Petersburg, Florida?
It's different, of course. I like St. Petersburg more.
Why?
St. Petersburg has more historical sites. Miami is more modern.
Miami is better for young people. It has the beaches and the nightlife.
Well, Lee is young.
That's what I mean. St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
Let's change the subject.
What city do you like, Kara?
New York City is the best.
Why?
It's exciting. It's bigger. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
I lived there for several years. I like Washington better than New York.
Why do you like Washington better?
It's slower. It's smaller.
That's what I said. New York is more interesting.
Martin, you've traveled a lot. What cities do you like?
I like San Francisco. It's the most beautiful large city in California. I like cities on the water, of course. That's why I live in Baltimore.
Do you like San Francisco better than Baltimore?
It's different. Besides, my work is here.
The weather is better in San Francisco.
The buildings are taller. It looks more like a real city.
It depends on what you like. I like Chicago.
It's too cold.
It's colder than Washington, that's true. Chicago's much bigger than Washington. It has more activities. There are more people.
But it doesn't have all the beautiful buildings that Washington has.
The government buildings make Washington the most beautiful city in the United States.
I like more modern buildings. I like Houston and Dallas, Texas.
Now, wait a minute.
Мы сравниваем разные предметы и объекты при помощи прилагательных в сравнительной превосходной степени. Например, мы говорим о здании, употребляя прилагательное modern, современный. Сравнивая его с другим зданием, мы употребляем прилагательное в сравнительной степени, more modern, более современное. Если мы сравниваем его с несколькими зданиями, мы употребляем прилагательное в превосходной степени, the most modern building, самое современное здание. Послушайте несколько примеров.
Miami is more modern.
St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
New York City is the best. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
Сравнительная и превосходная степень прилагательных образуется при помощи суффиксов er, est или слов more, most. Сравнительная и превосходная степень прилагательного good будет better, best. Да. Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Cold, colder, coldest. Cold, colder, coldest.
Tall, taller, tallest. Tall, taller, tallest.
Good, better, best. Good, better, best.
Lively, livelier, liveliest. Lively, livelier, liveliest.
Beautiful, more beautiful, most beautiful. Beautiful, more beautiful, most beautiful.
Modern, more modern, most modern. Modern, more modern, most modern.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина. Повторите прилагательное в сравнительной степени.
Does New York have taller buildings than Washington?
Отвечайте живее. Yes, New York has taller buildings.
Which city is more modern, Miami or St. Petersburg?
Miami is more modern than St. Petersburg.
Is the weather better in San Francisco or in Baltimore?
The weather is better in San Francisco.
Martin, may I have some more coffee? You make the best coffee in the office.
Thank you, but I didn't make it.
Во время перерыва Мартин и его коллеги продолжают беседовать о городах, в которых они побывали, и сравнивать разные предметы и объекты.
Are there any more cookies?
Yes, there are. Didn't you have any breakfast, Walid?
No, I don't eat breakfast at home.
Why not?
Breakfast is better in a restaurant, but I didn't have time to eat this morning.
Howard, do you think food is better at home or in a restaurant?
At home.
Martin, is this your briefcase?
No, that's Howard's. That's newer than mine. My briefcase is very old.
It's newer than mine.
I think I have the oldest briefcase in the office. It was my father's.
Are we arguing about briefcases? Let's argue about cities again. I like the cities in the east.
Why?
They're older. I don't like the newer cities in the west. Boston is nice.
It's like a European city, isn't it?
And it isn't as big as New York.
Have you been to New Orleans, Walid? You might like that. Some parts of New Orleans are very old.
Is it the oldest city in the south?
I don't know that. No, I don't think so, but it's very old.
And you like food. The food is wonderful there.
It's some of the best food in America.
I don't like the food very much. I don't think it's that good.
I disagree. It's the best.
It's too hot.
Texas food is hotter.
Texas food is also too hot.
You don't like hot food, I guess.
Hot food is bad food.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
How can
with
you say that?
What about Thai food?
The worst food is the hottest food.
Martin, what is the worst food?
I think the worst food is greasy food.
Walid, what is the worst food?
The food I cook is bad.
I think mine is worse. My mother wasn't a very good cook. My father was better. He taught me some things, but he was always better.
Do you cook, Howard?
I'm a good cook. I cook everything but hot food.
Who made the cookies?
I did.
They're very good.
Thanks. I can make better cookies than my mother.
The cookies are finished. Should we get back to work?
Послушайте несколько примеров с прилагательными в сравнительной и превосходной степени.
Good. Better. Best. Breakfast is better in a restaurant. New. Newer. Newest. That briefcase is newer than mine.
Old. Older. Oldest. I have the oldest briefcase.
Nice. Nicer. Nicest. Boston is nice. Big. Bigger. Biggest. It isn't as big as New York.
Hot. Hotter. Hottest. Texas food is hotter.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Bad. Worse. Worst. Bad. Worse. Worst.
The worst food is greasy food. The worst food is greasy food.
Good, better, best. Good, better, best.
The best breakfast is cereal. The best breakfast is cereal.
Old, older, oldest. Old, older, oldest.
My briefcase is the oldest. My briefcase is the oldest.
А сейчас сравните объекты, которые называет Мартин, с другими. Но сначала послушайте один пример.
My briefcase is very old.
My briefcase is older.
Теперь ваша очередь.
New Orleans food is hot.
Говорите, Texas food is hotter.
Boston is a nice city.
San Francisco is nicer.
Washington buildings are tall.
New York buildings are taller. Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Деятельность, действие, мероприятие.
Activity. Activity.
Пляж.
Beach. Beach.
Завтрак.
Breakfast. Breakfast.
Портфель.
Briefcase. Briefcase.
Печенье.
Cookies. Cookies.
Вина.
Fault. Fault.
Правительство.
Government. Government.
Ночная жизнь.
Nightlife. Nightlife.
Ресторан.
Restaurant. Restaurant.
Место. Достопримечательность.
Site. Site.
Глагол «расходиться во мнениях», «не соглашаться».
To disagree. To disagree.
Прилагательные. Захватывающий, увлекательный.
Exciting. Exciting.
Жирный.
Greasy. Greasy.
Холмистый.
Hilly. Hilly.
Исторический.
Historical. Historical.
Острый, пряный, наперченный.
Hot. Hot.
Живой, оживленный, веселый.
Lively. Lively.
Современный.
Modern. Modern.
Уверен, уверена.
Sure. Sure.
Наречие. Кроме, помимо.
Besides. Besides.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 83-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь сравнивать действия разных людей. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Несчастный случай.
Accident.
Алкоголь.
Alcohol.
Машина скорой помощи.
Ambulance.
Кровь.
Blood.
Грохот, треск.
Crash.
Порез.
Cut.
Резать, порезаться.
To cut.
Заведовать, руководить.
To supervise.
Заведующий, начальник.
Supervisor.
Старшая медицинская сестра.
Nursing supervisor.
Причинять боль.
To hurt.
Себя, себе, возвратное местоимение третьего лица множественного числа.
Themselves.
Они причинили себе боль.
They hurt themselves.
Беспокоиться.
To worry.
Спокойный.
Calm.
Сохранять спокойствие.
To stay calm.
Сравнивать.
To compare.
Иметь отношения.
To be related.
Потерять сознание.
To pass out.
Сердитый.
Angry.
Средний.
Average.
Смущенный, испытывающий неловкость.
Embarrassed.
Не смущайтесь.
Don't be embarrassed.
Взволнованный.
Excited.
Нервный.
Nervous.
Серьезный.
Serious.
Встревоженный, обеспокоенный.
Worried.
Больной.
Sick.
Вы здесь за старшего.
Are you in charge?
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.